There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
That's right. Ian is, it's his night off, so you got us. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. We have been talking about all kinds of stuff this evening. Engagement rings, manliness, feminism, all these topics have kind of weaved into one thing. But you can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. And Jimmy's going to do just that. Jimmy from California, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Cantwell, where exactly is the rash?
Oh, it's. I don't know if I could say it on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I mean, how you doing otherwise? Everything going okay?
Oh, God. I've got, you know,
what you've done.
I've got problems in my love life. I've got money problems. I can go down the list of, you know, what's wrong with me.
You're a seething evil drunk.
Yep, that's right. I'm just, find a terrible thing to say, and I'll just fall right into that category. What's up, man?
Yeah, it's still only Thursday, too. Anyways,
right.
So yeah, what I was thinking was is, all right, so like, I've been seeing these memes a lot about, like, the Koch brothers and Keystone Pipeline, usually after some, you know, like, left-wing organization or whatever, like, complaining about how, oh, they could make $100 billion off the Keystone XL Pipeline, and
who's they?
It's funny, because, like,
Koch brothers.
The Koch brothers? Okay.
Yeah, the Koch brothers, that's what they're saying, right? And like, and so I was trying to think of this, like, because I was talking with a conservative friend of mine, and I was like, yeah, I mean, it seems kind of like if you were a libertarian, you'd want to be sort of against the government using force to, like, kick people off their land so that they could build a pipeline. Like, wouldn't it need to be between whoever was funding the pipeline and the people that they're going to buy the pipeline or buy the land to build the pipeline from?
Yeah, I haven't participated much in the conversation over the Keystone Pipeline because that has largely become an issue.
It's a political football.
It's a political football between environmentalists who are just like anti-energy, and that's just irritating because these people have no regard for private property, obviously.
Well, currently they're moving this oil along by train, and that costs a lot more money in energy and is not nearly as effective as a pipeline.
Right. But
it's my understanding that Warren Buffett owns some interest in that rail company that moves the oil around, or at least that's an accusation that's been made. So there's a rich guy on either side of this this scenario. So
it is so often the case.
You grab your rich guy and dangle him in front of me. I'll grab my rich guy and dangle him in front. We can just watch the hate of rich people ensue.
Yeah, the debate over this subject in the mainstream news, I don't think has been terribly productive because on the other side of your environmentalist anti-energy people, you have basically Republicans who are like, yeah, this is one of those times that the government should go and take private property.
Right,
and
but that's my issue on this is that nobody's talking about the right things to talk about here.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about, you know, they're talking around it. If you're taking someone's property, from them to build your pipeline, you're a thief.
Yeah, you're not talking about free markets, my Republican friends. You're talking about basically eminent domaining things and running pipelines through places where people live, and they have no more right to do that than the left has to stop us from buying energy.
Right, and even if you give them money for their land, I mean, okay, I'm going to go around with a gun, and I'm going to take a man's pants and throw him $20 for it, because that's what I think that pants are going for, and just leave him there on the street, pantsless, having given him the money that I felt like he deserved.
I mean, that's one of the
still robbery.
Yeah, that's one of the narratives that's gone on about the Michael Brown thing in Ferguson, that he basically, you know, we're saying, I've called the guy a strong-arm robber, and people have said, oh, he threw money at the guy after he took the stuff by force, and I'm like, you don't get to do things that way, folks. It's not how trade works.
Jimmy?
Yeah, well, and it's crazy to me because, like, you know, people be like, oh, are you for or against the pipeline? And I'm like, I don't care. It's none of my business. Like, it's not my business whether those people who are going to sell or rent their land to that company want to do business with them. And, like, you know, it's like it shouldn't be a political issue at all. It shouldn't be anything. It should be a contract between, you know, two interested parties. That's it.
Yeah. If the Koch brothers want to go up and buy every piece of land between, you know, along that path between Canada and Mexico, I mean, you know, God wherever the Keystone Pipeline is going, well, let them have at it.
They could do it, too. If you could, I mean, you know, you can run this several different ways. It doesn't have to be right the way that they've drawn it or whatever. If you can, you know, ask people, because that's what you need to do, is you need to put bidders against each other. The next door neighbors being told, hey, we'll buy your property for $100,000, and they say no, well, you offer it to the next door neighbor and maybe they'll take it, and if not, you can, between the two of them, you can find, because that's what you have to do. You have to have a bidding war. This is auction theory.
Right, and this has kind of been the thing, you know, with the Koch brothers. These guys have been, you know, pitched around as sort of like libertarians, but this is always the thing, is that they get into the, well, I need to, for my political contributions to pay off at some point, right? And they want legislation in their business interests, and that was part of the problem that Murray Rothbard had with him in the beginnings of the Libertarian Party. Is this has been going on since the 70s, and it continues on today, as they are, what, the number one or number two contributors to the Republican Party politically. It's, they wield a lot of political influence, and they'll say, hey, do this thing that'll make us a bunch of money and call it free markets.
Yeah, that's really one of the difficulties of implementation of the ideas of liberty, is because you can implement half of the ideas of liberty and benefit the right, very wealthy people, and really ruin the world. You could implement the other half and really ruin the world. You kind of have to, you know, which ones, you have to logic out which ones you're going to implement at a given time, and politics doesn't really work that way.
I say burn it all down.
Well, I love when you had Walter Block on the other day on some garbage, and he was talking about the libertarian infighting and how, like, that's been going on forever. And, like, yeah, I mean, I think I'm with you on that, where I think it's a good thing. I think it's positive to have, like, some drama and ridiculousness going on, because, you know, it draws attention to what's going on. And I think, like, you know, that's how you really suss out, you know, truth. That's how you figure out what is, you know, what being free really means, is being able to, like, argue with people. And, you know, and if that leads to some, you know, personal BS or whatever, then that's how it goes. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But, yeah.
So be it. If nothing else, it makes for good entertainment in my book.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
I wouldn't even watch half the time if it wasn't entertaining. Like, I mean,
thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's entertaining. Hang up on, folks. I'm Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you want. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Peter calling in from West Virginia. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is it Daryl, Ian, and Mark tonight?
It is just Mark and Cantwell.
Okay, awesome. Cantwell. And Cantwell is one of my big, I don't know, I follow the show, you know, YouTube stuff.
And I guess awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Occasionally. Yep. Yeah, actually, I get the links to the YouTube from Facebook, so that's helpful. So I can kind of see when you put stuff on there. But anyway, I'm calling in about agorism, altcoin, and Bitcoin, basically. And how basically, like,
you're gonna have to define these things for folks. So agorism is the idea that you can bring around the dissolution of the idea of the state through non-political means. Bitcoins, is that about right?
Close enough. Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that agorism generally is just doing business without the permission of the state and not paying taxes and that sort of thing. But the idea being, the term was coined, I believe, by William Konkin in the New Libertarian Manifesto, where he says that in so doing, you will do away with the state.
Well, he's obviously mistaken in that. Two-thirds of the transactions on the planet are done without state permission, so that didn't work out.
Doesn't seem to be panning out
very
well.
I agree that if your goal is to end the state, then agorism alone is not going to be sufficient. Closer to Cantwell, I would say agorism is doing business outside of government, however you might define that.
Fine. First all right, day, we can alter the term. I think you have to be doing agorism for the purpose of dissolving the state. But fine, if we can do it that way, we can talk about it in that matter. Well, as long as we have our terms defined, we can still communicate. So please hold the line if you would, Peter. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
We are giving away three $50 gift certificates to Corporate Sellout Clothing. It's mainly a T-shirt manufacturer, and they've got some pretty cool stuff. You just fill out the survey. We've got a survey, and I've put it together, and I'm looking for people to fill it out to sort of, you know, figure out what our listeners are like and what they like about Free Talk Live and what they don't. Just go to demo.freetalklive.com. It's demo, short for demographics. And you just fill out the survey. Make sure you put your email in there. It's an optional. You don't have to. But if you want to win the contest, I kind of need to know who you are. Otherwise, you're just an anonymous person filling out my survey. And for that, I say thank you. Demo.freetalklive.com. I'm going to do the drawing on March the 1st, at noon Eastern. My plan is just to get the list of email addresses I have and get up a random number generator on the internet. Yeah, I don't want to talk about the fact that it's not actually random with math whizzes. But a random number generator and just pull out a random number, and that'll be the winner.
It's random enough for me.
It's random enough for me. As long as it's not me picking, right? It's like the equivalent of me having a four-year-old pick a number between 1 and 1,000. It's probably more effective. You know, one thing it seems unlikely that you wouldn't find from one of those random number generators is like sort of it coming up with the number 1 or a single-digit number or something very close. It always seems to sort of be closer to the middle, but maybe that's just my experience. International listeners may win, but you'll likely have to cover shipping costs for the T-shirts. And filling out this survey, you'll enter all future contests that are centered around the survey. Don't fill it out more than one time. Your email address is already in my list, and I'll make sure that that's the case. It's demo.freetalklive.com.
When people are filling out the form saying what they like and don't like, how many of them have told you to fire me so far?
One that I've seen.
Just the one?
Yeah, I've just seen one for firing you and one that put Cantwell on 5 days a week.
Oh,
so there you
nice.
Go. So either side, you're both loved and hated. Back to Peter talking about agorism, Bitcoin, and Litecoin. Peter, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, guys, again. So basically, so agorism, I was saying it's extremely important. Like the Ross Ulbricht case, I think he's a huge hero, and what he did took a lot of sacrifice. The amount of money that he would have gained, you know, without government intervention, I would say is relatively minimal compared to his contribution to society, to the progress of, you know, away from statism, you know, anti-statism, I guess you could call it. And,
what you're saying is that Russ Ulbricht, you know, made the drug trade safer by putting it online. Is that the idea?
Well, that's one of the many aspects, but yes, that's a key aspect. He essentially put himself out front in mediating people's transactions that helped transactions go much more smoothly, whether it was from all the different forms of safety, efficiency, and the fact that he did it all without even supporting, you know, the government, which hopefully most of us can agree is a really horrible thing to contribute any kind of resources to.
It's also horrible to spend the rest of your life in prison.
Exactly. Well, that's beyond his control. I mean, we've seen people get executed for less, for next to nothing by the government. So, but moving on to Bitcoin, I think Bitcoin and altcoins are really the way that we're going to advance as free people. And I think it appears that the government is just really taking a hostile approach to it, about as much as they can get away with, you know, as much as the various.
I'm surprised at how sort of friendly they're being towards Bitcoin.
Yeah. We were just at a hearing about the House of Representatives here in New Hampshire is entertaining accepting Bitcoin in payment of taxes. But of course, we are a pretty unique place, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at New York. The federal government, there's not really much they can do if they're going to continue trying to steal people's Bitcoins in order to resell them on the marketplace, turning them into an illegal commodity like drugs. Would then only allow them to get the cash half of the transaction like they do with drugs. And there's not really as much of that centralized in altcoins and Bitcoin. Yeah.
I suppose. I mean, if you think that they're keeping Bitcoin legal enough so that they can sell it and make money, unlike cocaine, which they can't really sell the cocaine to somebody and make money.
Sure, they can.
They may do that.
Wouldn't it be the first time?
Yeah, there's definitely some instances of that. But yeah, that's, I would say there is some motivation for them to keep it legal enough that they can resell the confiscated Bitcoins. But I really think altcoins are the future. Bitcoin has a couple of negatives that I think are being solved by altcoins. There's one.
Which altcoins?
10K coin, I think, is a very promising altcoin. It's pure proof of stake. There was, I think, a 1 or 2 week mining period, essentially, so people could mine it. It was open to the public. Anyone could run the program and mine it for about 2 weeks. I forget exactly which algorithm it used. So it was fairly...
So NXT is also proof of stake, right?
Yes, but I'm not really sure exactly how NXT works, but the way that 10K coin works, essentially it's a 10,000% interest per year, which really, and it's the, you can go up to like 2 weeks without staking and still get the same return. So it really incentivizes people staying connected to the network, whereas with Bitcoin or NXT or the others, as far as I understand, there's not as much incentive to really stay connected. I don't know what the stake percentage is, but, you know, when your stake percentage is 10,000% per year, you're going to keep your stake connected to the network and help maintain the transactions. So I think that adds an amount of robustness.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, so really, it just distinguishes it into either you continually stake your coins, or you don't stake them, and you're going to lose pretty quick in the value. But with the 2 week period, I think that's a pretty fair amount.
A lot of people have bet on a lot of altcoins up to this point, and so far, it's difficult to find the altcoin that really. You know, has sprung into
the only things that I've seen that seem to show promise. I mean, Litecoin is basically just a Bitcoin ripple.
Yeah.
They basically added L
to
their, you know.
Not worth talking about.
But at the same time, it has gained a certain amount of acceptance. I mean, it is passed around pretty frequently, and people are accepting it for payment. Darkcoin, I also think, I don't know the exact mechanism of it, but it does seem to be gaining a lot of interest. But some of the, you know, all these other things, I mean, somebody sent me 200 Dogecoin the other day. I was like,
I think it's nothing. That's
like, and I was like, this is pennies. And I was like, all right, thanks a lot. I appreciate. Like, I got all excited, right? Because they have like the Twitter tip bot thing. And they're like, yeah, send Chris Cantwell, send vote for Cantwell 200 Dogecoin. And I was like, whoa, 200 Dogecoin. And then I checked the exchange rate, and I was like, why did you even bother?
By the way, you can go get your cryptocurrencies, including altcoins, at ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin.com's the both for folks both in the U.S. and Canada. You can buy with money order or check. They're actually expanding the ways that you can buy in the near future.
And shameless, Mark. Shameless.
You can do it from your smartphone with the app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL and buy less than $40 worth and get it for no fee at all. Go right ahead, Peter.
Just one last thing. I wanted to, you know, basically give a shout-out to Ross Ulbricht. I mean, I'm answering a get-to-know-you kind of interview, and I was like, who would you like to spend a dinner with? Who would you like to have dinner with? That's the guy that I would like to have dinner with.
He'd love to have dinner with you, too. Thanks for the call, Peter. 855-453.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. As a matter of fact, you can call in on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. This is in Liberty Radio Network. It's kind of our side project, Free Talk Live. We really wanted ours to sort of create a place where people could, have their liberty-oriented shows. And we've got some really good ones over there besides Free Talk Live. So if you think we're kind of, bad at what we do or whatever, no problem. We got something better for you. Go to lrn.fm. So, anyway, it's Mark with you.
And Cantwell from
ChristopherCantwell.com.
There you go. Blog plugs, Mark.
That's right. We got to do
blog plugs. If you don't give me blog plugs, you're going to have to start paying me.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Let's go to Marcel calling in from Long Island, New York, listening on lrn.fm. Marcel, what's on your mind?
You guys can hear me? Yeah?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Quick question just before I do this. What exactly is your swearing policy here? What can I not say?
We are on FCC airwaves, buddy. We cannot curse.
The seven dirty words, you certainly can't say those.
All right. And then the second question, are you guys familiar generally with what Gamergate is? Like, have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard of it, certainly.
So here's what was, see, my original understanding of it was, and somebody actually called into my show the other day and explained to me that it was a little bit different. I thought it was that it was just feminists complaining that women were not, like, treated well in the gaming environment. And then someone called into Dalek called into my show.
And became that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said it was originally about corruption in journalism, and then feminists derailed it into we.
Right. Apparently, someone got basically exchanged some sexual favors for some positive reviews or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Right?
They had sex with some journalists and got some positive reviews. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate. So this was what I have to say was kind of related to what we were saying way at the beginning of the show about feminism, but. By far the greatest illustration of how, like, almost like a game of telephone, like, does this massive derailment of the topic leads into mainstream culture is the most recent episode of Law & Order. I don't know if you've seen it, but it basically says that gamers are basically ISIS. Like, these guys are upset that there's a female game developer, and so they kidnap her from her home, and they do, like, the ISIS video where they got four guys and all dressed in black with a mask, and they got the flag in the background. They're like, no, I can't say exactly what they said, but they're like, women will die, no women in gaming. And I saw it. I only found out about it because all of my friends were just laughing a lot at it. And I had
this was a recent episode of Law & Order, you're saying?
The most recent one. I think it was either last week or the week before.
Oh, I might have to go find that. That sounds
like you have to see it because it's the perfect demonstration of how, like, if you just keep lying, people will believe it. But then once you see these lies, like, shown, like, embodied, like, this is what you were literally describing. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I'm only putting what you said onto the big screen. Like, so you said that these people are, like, making death threats and rape threats. Like, okay, but here's what that looks like. Here's what you have described.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's amazing how badly that got derailed that even me, I mean, look, I subscribe still, even though they kicked me off as a writer, I'm still subscribed to A Voice for Men. And, like, I never bothered to look at, like, I got emails about this subject and I'm just like, gaming, I don't even care. I never even looked at it. I just assumed that it was feminists complaining about the, gender discrimination in the gaming speak. But, you know, and then somebody explained it to me, and I was like, wow, they really managed to change that headline.
Thanks for the call, Marcel. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Straight Razor, calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live.
So,
hey.
I was calling to talk about how another way that the feminism movement is really affecting everyone as far as hitting their pockets within the state. Forcer myself, what I've seen happen is a lot of these departments, and that's kind of, you know, your fire and police, are being strong-armed into hiring women. Now,
absolutely.
The problem with that is obviously men and women are completely different physiologically. So what?
Yeah, I don't think anybody can argue with that. I have met some pretty strong firefighter gals, though.
Absolutely. There's always an exception to the rule, and I think that if they can meet the standards that are there, then they should certainly be allowed to apply for that position. The problem comes in is that they change the regulations to fit a woman regulation and a man regulation, the women's regulation being lesser.
Yeah, there is.
So
when it comes to sort of what weight they have to carry during the, you know, the tryouts and stuff like that, there's some differences. Yep.
Exactly. So I'm actually
going to say that I'm sort of glad that they did that because the alternative, unfortunately, would be to lower the standards for men, right? And that has happened in other environments where they just say, well, we'll just keep lowering the standards until this demographic fits into those standards.
And I can say when it comes to a volunteer department, I'll take whoever shows up on scene. It doesn't matter to me what their gender is. We can find a role for them. I don't care what their age is. We got men in their 60s and I think topping out near 70s who are still on our department, and they're very useful from a knowledge standpoint. But yeah, I can see why if you had a fire department that was half female, then it might be a problem.
Well, let's get down to dollars and cents, which is my main problem. We have a lake patrol that basically serves as police and fire and EMT.
Okay.
You know, they're the first ones to get there if there's a drowning or someone is hurt. So they were basically forced, and luckily this wasn't in my city, they were basically forced to hire women whenever their job openings came about. Well, they hired two women, and they were out on patrol, and of course, you know, it's one person, one vote. And they got into an altercation with someone who was intoxicated and were beaten pretty badly, which is a terrible thing. But the problem now is that they've seen, okay, well, they can't physiologically stand up to many of the situations you're put in because you're going to have to drag someone out of the water, drag someone out of a boat, that type of thing. So now, instead of having one officer per boat, if it's a female officer, you then have to assign a male officer to
go with that officer.
So
yeah,
now
that's what it comes
double.
Down to.
Yeah, if you're paying double for a service that one officer could have done before.
Well, and not only that, but if this is a position where she's not capable of doing her job, if there's a risk of a violent conflict, if there's any number of different risks that the male is now going to be distracted from whatever his duty is by trying to save his female companion.
Absolutely. So what we did to counteract this was basically said, listen, do not, and this was a hard thing to do, do not assist female officers with normal tasks. Now, obviously, if someone's getting beaten, then we're going to assist them. But as far as, you know, non-life-threatening tasks, like, you know, if we need to relocate, you know, certain pieces of equipment, whatever, lifting, is not to assist them any more than we would have assisted a male officer. And that's, that really, a lot of people turned in their resignation or moved over to a different department because they couldn't handle lifting cables or equipment.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that would turn out. Thanks for the call, Straight Razor. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Let's go to AW calling in from Montana, listening on LRN.FM. AW?
Howdy, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, out here in Montana, as it is around the world, we have a chemtrail, like, thing going crazy. I mean, the skies, you just see them all day long, zigzagging across, doing all these patterns, and just clouds.
How can you tell the difference between chemtrails and contrails?
Well, it's really easy, because you look at them, and they're not, they don't, a contrail.
When was the last time you saw a contrail?
Contrail is from an Air Force.
When was the last time you saw one?
I've seen them too. They're out here. We have an Air Force base near us, so there's
hold the line, AW.
Sure.
Hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Do it.
I can't stress enough how important it is to us because, you know, Free Talk Live, we have a lot of controversial ideas. It can make it difficult for advertisers to take a risk on a show like that. That's why we need you to sort of help spread out the risk. And every time you use shop.freetalklive.com, we get a little bonus. It's an extra click for you. But you can bookmark it and always use that for your Amazon or Walmart shopping. There's a few other retailers there, too. Newegg, among them. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to A.W. calling in from Montana about chemtrails. A.W.?
Yes, sir.
So you know, your claim is that there's a bunch of crisscrossing cloudy things above your house.
Do you not see them in Keene?
No, I almost never have contrails here. But and you live near an Air Force base, and
right.
I've heard these complaints in the past. But do you know that the jets have changed? Jet engines have changed over the course of the last couple of decades, and that contrails look different than they did when you were a kid?
Well, you know, I feel like you're starting to put me into that tinfoil hat wearing category.
I'm not trying to do that. I know.
Okay.
Let me state unequivocally, the government has sprayed crap from airplanes. There's no doubt that they have done that, and I don't believe that they would have any problem spraying things secretly from airplanes.
It's all over the world.
I believe that most of those things that are being seen are contrails, and they really that the stuff that they're spraying in the sky you're not going to see.
No, I would suggest to you only, I've been researching it pretty good on.
I've been on the radio for 12 years, and people have been calling in all this time about it. So
sure.
Please don't think that I haven't been researching it.
No, I understand. There's a guy named A.C. Griffith. He's an ex-NSA guy, and he went on the radio.
So he says.
Yes, well, it's easily researched. You can just he's on YouTube. You can Google.
All right.
He's dead now.
No, well, that's not going to be very helpful.
He's been suicided, as he said. Well, in this interview that he talks about, he says these guys that are involved with this program is called Project Cloverleaf. And he said that for some kind of mapping of some sort in front. Like, if you're on a naval ship and you can't you can do things over the water, but over land they can't kind of map out things or whatever. And this is supposed to be some part of that. And there's so many wild things out there about this thing. But this guy A.C. Griffith, man, it was.
I give up.
Then I will go ahead and counter with, please check out ContrailScience.com, because sure. There they answer a lot of common sort of questions and misconceptions about what things people claim are chemtrails. Because likely somebody told you those things in the sky were chemtrails. You didn't decide that on your own. And so some information is going to be right and some is going to be wrong, especially when you have people that aren't experts talking about these things. But
sure.
Just check that out, too. I do appreciate the call, though, AEW. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733.
Did you notice how difficult it was for him to answer the question of when was the last time you saw a contrail? Look, I worked, when I was in New York working for the marketing agency, okay, we were right down the road from MacArthur Airport, and my business partner over there said, look at all these lines in the sky, man. I mean, when are we going to do something about these chemtrails? And I'm like, we're at the airport. You know, like, airplanes leave lines in the sky. And
they did when I was a kid, too. I remember being on the preschool playground I guess it was after school program, too, at the same place. So I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly when this was. But this is the 1970s, I can assure you of that. And we'd look at the contrails that were left by the airplane.
Yeah.
Not one of the nursery school teachers suggested that it was the government spraying crap down on us at that point, I can assure you.
Right.
If so, then that's been going on for a very long time, because I remember looking at the chemtrails and then seeing them hours later sort of expanded and gotten big. Jet engines, that's just condensation in the sky. Let's go to Troy calling in from Minnesota. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You guys were talking about that Keystone pipeline, and actually there's another pipeline called the Sandpiper.
Sandpiper pipeline? Okay.
Yeah. And actually, it runs across 18 miles of my property. I'm a farmer. And, I go to these forums and stuff where they bring these people in, and I think the bottom line is they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, when the pipelines come through and they get done, I mean, I've got two lines running across my property right now, and you'll never even know they're there. And they come in there, they make offers, they're not jerks about it. They come to your house, they sit down with you, and they usually, when they're buying your land, the right-of-way, they offer you usually twice as much as the land is actually worth on market value.
And I'm not claiming that that's a problem. Believe me, I don't think that's a problem. I think that as long as you're willing to sell your land at whatever, or the rights to your land at that point, at whatever rate you want to sell it at, then that's cool with me. It's just when the government comes in and does eminent domain. That's the only problem I have.
Right. And you know what? The eminent domain, I've run into other farmers, ranchers, that have had issues with that stuff. And 9 times out of 10, you can work a deal out. If you don't like it, they'll move the line. They'll go around you. I mean, they're not going to sit there. Most of the time, you hear people say, well, they're going to condemn my land if I don't sign. That's not necessarily true.
But they're going to threaten you with it.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a lawyer.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the problem that the
problem is
earlier.
The government has the power to do this at all.
Right. That we end up in a situation where even if they don't end up following through on it, I mean, when the government goes to someone's house and says, well, we're going to get this one way or another, so would you like some money? you know, that's a problem. I have a serious problem with that. I have no problem with you, you making an agreement with anybody who wants to run something across your land, and that's perfectly fine. And I hope that people do that voluntarily and bring us an abundance of energy, sir. I'm really happy to see that.
Thank you for your service, Troy.
Yeah, you guys have a great evening now.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Let's go to John calling in from North Carolina. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in, and I've been thinking about how it's a very steep path that we have to take to teach the logic of the liberty movement to certain people. So, like the other caller had said a couple calls back, speaking about agorism, not only that, but I think some other things that we could do possibly is to expatriate ourselves from places like the United States or other countries that are losing their freedoms and, just kind of things like that.
This is a long-standing debate in the liberty community, and I've got to say that there's a lot of disadvantages to what you're suggesting. I'm not, for me, I have chosen the Free State Project, so you can believe I'm a partisan when I talk about these things, but I have looked thoroughly into different places around the world. I may or may not move, when I retire, out of the United States, depending, but there's a lot of problems with expatriating.
Yeah, I just see that, if there's a possibility where you could create a business overseas or something to do to limit how much taxation you're getting, and then instead of teaching, just the logic behind the liberty movement, show people that it's possible that we can work around or we can avoid centralized power.
I'm not sure that you can, because the fact of the matter is that the power of the United States government does not end at its borders, right? I mean, the United States, if you go move yourself over to a free and independent place,
if there one exists.
Right. I'm not sure that
where
there
is
this place. And then if there was, or wherever you find that you feel that you're more free than in the United States, well, at some point, the economic hitmen come over, and if they don't get what they want, then the military comes.
Yeah. That's,
where is
that's
this place, John?
Just kind of ideas like South America or even South
pretty big continent.
North Korea or, Hong Kong is one of the,
Well, Hong Kong enjoys a great deal of financial freedom, but they also have an organized crime issue. Have you looked into this a lot, or is this just a new idea for you?
Just kind of tossing out the idea.
Okay. Let me go ahead and tell you. When you look at the economic freedom charts around the world, you'll find the United States generally somewhere around position 10 to 15. You'll consider that that's an aggregate of 50 states. So you've got New York State coming in last, and you've got New Hampshire coming in at first. And it's arguable that the Free State Project, where we speak English and we understand the financial issues that you're dealing with, and we have all kinds of shopping that you're going to miss immediately when you move, the Free State Project is one of the – New Hampshire is one of the freest places in the world already, and there's a bunch of libertarians working here to make it freer.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.